Saturday, March 10th at St. Anne's Church Circle in Annapolis, the Annapolis Carillon Chamber Orchestra is performing one of the great masterpieces of Western civilization. That would be Bach's B minor mass. Joining me in the studio, J. Ernest Green. Nice to see you.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
It's a pleasure to talk to you about this. How many times have you done this score?
I've only done it once before. This is a piece that I spent a great deal of my career studying, looking at, loving, connecting with, and not doing. Because, to be honest with you, it's been an enigma. I have done each of the Passions numerous times. I can't even tell you how many. The Magnificat numerous times. The B minor is a piece that it took me a long time to actually do, and I did it a few years ago. I'm coming at it a little differently this year.
This is a life's work. The Kyrie and the Gloria start out pretty early, and they're in an older style.
Right.
And Bach gives us a catalog of Baroque ideas and styles throughout the Mass.
Right. Well, and even Renaissance. To me, the second Kyrie, which is a Palestrina-type chorus, and the Gratias Agimus Tibi and the Dona Nobis Pacem, you've got these Palestrina-like choruses that are all equal voice counterpoint juxtaposed against things that are sort of gavottes, and there's even the Pleni Sunt Celi is almost like a courant. I mean, there are all these styles. To me, the B minor is in some ways, it reminds me a lot of the Monteverdi Vespers in that it's almost a folio of every conceivable stylistic treatment available at the time.
Yeah, it's an encyclopedia of music up until the day it's finished.
Exactly, which is, you know, just a year or two before he dies, a year and a half before he dies. One of the things that has been sort of a question mark to me is how were the voices used? And I am more and more convinced that Bach really made use of a lot more vocal texturing between the solo group and this sort of scola or semi-chorus and the full ensemble in the bigger concerted passages. So we're really doing some things differently than a lot of performances do in an effort to try it and see if we can find some answers to some of the musical questions that the score presents us with.
That is one of the great things about the Bach large works is you have a ton of decisions to make. And in some ways, you can't go wrong because the quality of what you're working with is so excellent. But there's some wonderful decisions to make as a conductor, as an interpreter, as a musician. It's really a very enjoyable score that way.
Yeah, I agree. And there, as you said, there's so many things. As we look at it, you uncover one possible answer or possible solution. And as soon as you do, four other questions pop up that you need to address.
What is it about these words that have beguiled composers from Bach to Bernstein?
The language is so poetic, especially in the Gloria. The Credo is a little more methodical. And then you get to the Sanctus and the Pleni Sunt Celi and it's really this beautiful poetic language that is so evocative.
This is going to be on Saturday, March the 10th at 8 p.m. at St. Anne's Church, Church Circle in Annapolis. Annapolis Chorale and Chamber Orchestra are performing the Bach B minor Mass, one of the great moments in Western music. And J. Ernest Green, what's the number to call for more information?
You can call 410-263-1906, or you can visit us on the web at liveartsmaryland.org, and you can check out, we have a number of other concerts and events that weekend. It's sort of a mini Bach weekend.
Nice.
So got some, if you're a Bach lover, come check out what we're doing. We've got
some
fun things.
Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.